Hello, this is the poem that I read and prepared for our end-of-year celebration as a fellowship. This was Saturday, the 9th of December, 2023. I just entitled it, Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Today we look back on another year of your grace. We gather to celebrate and praise you here in this place. Once again, you have been faithful all through the year. Now we give glory and honor to you here. Thank you, Lord, for the way in which you have answered prayer. Every time we've called out in faith, you have been there. You have poured out your blessing on us every Lord's Day. You have protected us and provided for us every step of the way. Every Thursday you've been with us as we gathered to intercede. Your Spirit has enabled us to petition and to plead. You have healed our sicknesses, given comfort in our sorrows, and given fresh hope for all of our tomorrows. Thank you for our young people who have been so ably led, every Saturday evening from the Word they've been fed. What a lively group, and so talented too. May they all spend their lives on mission with you. Thank you for our home fellowships that meet every week, encouraging each other as the truth they seek, helping one another with the burdens they bear, showing Christ's love in the way they care. Thank you for our musicians and their incredible dedication. Why, every Sunday is just like another celebration. Thank you for our stewards, technicians, and tea makers. Every time we need volunteers, we have a bunch of takers. Thank you for our council, Lord, their skills and their time. And thank you for Margaret, who keeps us all in line. Thank you for Mike and his financial brain, for elders and deacons who help take the strain. Thank you for the Women's Fellowship, again up and away, a ministry restarted after so many a day. And what a wonderful Men's Fellowship in that Ranger Road home, just a little foretaste of the blessings to come. Father, you have taught us that a church can only really thrive when we keep our passion for your mission alive. Thank you for the 12 missionaries we support as we can, through Africa, to Europe, and as far as Japan. Thank you for your faithfulness in the preaching of your word. Thank you for a pulpit where the gospel is heard. We have worked our way through the Ephesian letter, then we got to know the minor prophets much better. We have been reminded of the injunction to fight the good fight, and to run this Christian race with all of our might. We dare not drift into some spiritual sleep, for we have a truth to guard and a faith to keep. So, Lord, we have gathered to praise your great name. Help us to move on and not stay the same. Be glorified this Christmas and into the new year. Fill us with your Spirit and drive away all fear. We pray for the body of Christ in the valley and the nation. We pray for urgency and boldness in gospel proclamation. As our world ends this year with division and war, have mercy, O Lord, and grant us revival once more. We thank you, dear Father, for your unfailing love, grateful for every blessing poured out from above. We love our fellowship, Lord, love every sister, every brother. It's such a joy, dear Father, to see Christ in one another. So lead us on from where we are to where you want us to be. Open our eyes to all the truths that you want us to see. Strengthen our faith, widen our vision, fill our hearts with your compassion, and may we never flag in our zeal for your worldwide mission.